couple of weeks ago, I came across a kind of a perspective offered in the context of our men's group. There was a video, and there was a person on the video that said he proposed that we become, on average, like the overall personality of the five people that we spend the most time with. In other words, we kind of adapt like the quirks, the perspectives, the worldview of the five people that we spend the most time with. There was no kind of science behind this. It was just kind of an overall, just kind of opinion. And I was thinking about that in my life, and I said, that's probably true. That's probably true. I remember growing up on the farm, and of course on the farm, a big kind of perspective is, you get up early in the morning and you get to work right away. You know, when I went to college at UW-Eau Claire, there was a different worldview about mornings in college. And especially on Saturdays, I kind of adapted that type of worldview. We might think of that in when we change schools, we move into a different neighborhood, when we take a different job. I was thinking even about the associate pastors that I've been here since I've been here. I remember when you might remember Father Carlos Zapata when he was here. I caught myself all the time, one of the things Father Carlos would always say is, God knows, God knows. So I always found myself saying that, and if you said, how are you? I am great, and I found myself saying that when he was here. Father Carlos isn't here, so I really don't say those things anymore, but Father Gideon's gift is he had this amazing sense of calmness about him. You could never rattle him, but I feel like much calmer with Father Gideon here. It's just interesting, and so maybe you can think in your own life of people that have kind of come and gone and people that you're around, and you might even say, yeah, I can see that. Like there's certain things that I can see that where I'm taking on the qualities, the personality, the worldviews of those around me, It's all about relationships. It's all about that sense of relationship. We do, in a way, tend to become those whom we're in relationship with. That can be good. That can also be bad. Because sometimes we know that there's people around us that might be kind of toxic, as we say, or might be constantly negative. And we might find ourselves then dealing with that negativity in ourselves. It's about that sense of relationship, though. We celebrate Trinity Sunday today, and we claim the reality that God is a relationship. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, of pure love, of perfect love, of perfect love. And so we say to ourselves today, is the Holy Trinity, is Jesus Christ the top person of my five? Is Jesus Christ in my five? And he better be the top of the list, because God isn't just an add-on, but God is everything. He sets the tone for everyone else. So we might say, is Jesus in there? Is God the source of my strength? Am I living in relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? In the second reading today, St. Paul, Romans chapter 8 is one of the best books of the Bible, by the way. Romans 8, incredible book of the Bible. But today we hear, and St. Paul says, we did not give you the spirit of adopt. Blah, blah, blah. I just lost it in my mind. That's what happens. It's in your missalette, though. It's right there in Romans. But it says, you did not receive a spirit of fear, a spirit of slavery to so as to fall into fear. You did not receive a spirit of slavery to so as to fall into fear. And sometimes we might feel that if we're in those kind of toxic relationships, we do kind of have that spirit of fear. We do have, as the scripture says, that sense of slavery, that we're trapped and we feel like there's something in us that can't come out. We feel like, Jesus, there's something missing. The beauty of knowing that we're in a relationship with God is that God does not change. God is unchanging. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God does not wake up in the morning and need a cup of coffee to get going. God is ready. God is ready. And so if we feel in our lives that we're on that roller coaster, that we might feel trapped, Jesus is saying, take me more fully into your life. The fruits of the Holy Spirit are joy, peace, self-control, patience, kindness. Do we have those qualities of the Spirit? And so we say, Jesus, I take you A number one in my five. And that we might also be challenged and to say, is there someone who might be maybe toxic in my life? And we never as a Christian want to say, get lost. No, we don't want to say that. But we don't want to give someone who's negative, who's toxic, who's not letting us be the person that God has us to be, that sense of freedom in our heart. That sense of freedom in our heart. Because our heart belongs freely to Jesus Christ. Praise God for the gift of this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Please, Jesus, help us to live within your unchanging truth, beauty, goodness, and love.